I don't want to hear myself, so that's fine. Oh, it's that time of week again, everybody. You are listening to the Vero Insider. I'm so proud of you for making this good decision. I am your hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia, sitting in the studio with a collection of amazing individuals that are going to be hosting next Monday's, I mean, just days away, folks, Passport to Wine and Dine, benefiting the Children's Hibiscus Center. And this is one of our favorite events. It's wine, Passport to Wine and Dine. And wine is what Kitty and I do best.
I'm
right,
so
Kitty?
Excited about this event.
This is my partner in crime, Kitty Wagner.
I get
Wagner.
To go. It's on a Monday when we're closed. Yay.
We're going to have to put this in her calendar, though, folks, because
I won't remember.
Remembering
you're gonna
things
have to,
is not
you're
her skill
gonna
set.
You're going to have to text me out a reminder.
Got it.
A rememberer.
Should I do it now? Yeah. I don't know, just in case.
No, do okay. It on Sunday if you can.
Great. I should probably put that in my planner. So that's Kitty Wagner, Blue Star Wine Bar, the happiness happy hour spot 3 to 6.
Our happy hour's been banking lately.
I know,
everyone's
awesome.
Having fun coming in there.
And the weather's been sunny again.
Discount sitting on the patio.
Delicious $5 wines, $4 appetizers, $3 beers.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a no-brainer.
Why would you miss that?
Why would you?
I mean, seriously.
It's ridiculous. I love me some Blue
what
Star.
What you do is you come in for happy hour, and then you leave, and then you go have dinner, and then you come back later and listen to the music.
Not that there isn't food at Blue Star to satisfy your little appetite.
Oh, exactly. No, we do have food, yeah. And it's delicious.
It is delicious. In fact, we were chatting with the girls that are heading up our committee for the upcoming Passport to Wine and Dine, which is going to be at the Vero Beach Yacht Club this Monday, February 10th. There are, in fact, a few tickets available still. But we were sitting with Heather Dean and with Brenda Weller. And we were talking about different venues throughout the community that offer delicious cheese and wine. And obviously, Blue Star ranks very high on their list. But Heather, you've put together an amazing spread that we will all be touring around the globe without ever leaving Vero Beach to experience. Yes?
We have.
Now, how many countries are we going to be visiting with our fancy little passports that are too cute to ever throw away, by the way?
You will be visiting seven.
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 And then each station, each country, if you will in fact have a white pairing, a white wine, or possibly rosé, for those of us that love rosé.
We love rosé.
Is there a rosé on there?
I'm sure there is.
No, I'm not so sure.
No. Okay, so then a white wine pairing and a red wine pairing.
They do have Pinot Noir, and I know you love Pinot Noir.
Who doesn't?
Exactly.
If you don't, we're going to have to get some help for you.
No, she's got some good wines. I was going through the menu. And I'm like,
a little sneak peek.
That's
exclusive at the Vero
listen
Insider.
This is what's cool.
What do you have?
The countries that are represented, you know, it's not boring. It's really cool.
It's not boring.
No.
Thank
heaven.
We don't do boring things.
Because
at the
as a chef,
Children's
I'm like, as a chef, these countries all have great food. Argentina, Germany, the United States, Australia, France, Italy, and Spain.
España.
I know, but Argentina?
Are they having a Malbec? What are they having?
Yeah, they have a Malbec and a Chardonnay.
How can you do Argentina without a Malbec?
You can't.
Exactly.
Hello.
And the Riesling from Germany with the Wiener Schnitzel. Oh, my God.
Just say Wiener Schnitzel again, please.
Wiener Schnitzel. Well, you know, I lived in Germany for a
what
year.
What is
Wiener Schnitzel?
What is it?
That is, it's a real thin piece of veal that's been lightly breaded and sautéed in some butter. Oh, my God.
Naturally.
So good.
So good.
And it's coming with the spätzle, which is, you know, that's a, it's like a dumpling. It's delicious.
Really?
Yeah, what you do is you take flour and egg and a little bit of milk and you mix it together and then you just pour this batter through a colander into boiling water and it breaks up into little kind of like droplets.
Oh, I've seen
yeah,
this.
Yeah, when it floats to the top, it's cooked and then you take it and you skim it off and then you do the greatest thing ever. You get some butter going in a
pan.
You get some butter going in a pan, and you wait until it's a little bit brown, and you drop those dumplings in there, and you just fry the hell out. I mean, you just saute them. They're so delicious.
No, I think Kitty's salivating. Kitty is
and they got sauerbraten, too. Nobody makes
that's
sauerbraten anymore.
Huh?
That's delicious.
That sounds amazing.
I lived in Germany for a year, and it was awesome. But there's some great food on the paella from Spain. Are you kidding me?
Did you work at a restaurant over there?
Yeah, I did. I did my apprenticeship when I graduated from culinary school in America. I went over and did a year apprenticeship in Germany.
Cool.
Yeah, it was really
how
fun.
How tasty.
Do you speak their language?
No, I did when I was there. That was a long time ago. That was when I was young.
And not so dumb, of course.
That was in
not
the early 90s when I could actually, when I had the capacity to learn extra languages.
Mm. I just have a question for Anna.
Yes, Brenda, my dear, with Kaleidoscope, which I love your store.
Brenda's got the
She's taken over almost the entire plaza
my
down there.
My landlord loves us.
I bet.
I had to write that rent check today. You better love me.
You better love me.
Anne, I just wondered, darling, is there a wine that you don't like?
What a great question.
Wow, that's a trivia question.
I think we both
Everyone
know that there
should
are
write
sometimes.
In and tell us what kind of wine Anna does not
I do
like.
Have one varietal that I've never really much cared for. But I would like to express the fact that I can make exceptions because for the right food pairing or the right time of day, there really is a wine that has a place.
Sometimes varietals are not varietally correct.
That's
anyway.
True. Some of them might say that they are
I
something
have
but have the profile of another.
I'm not really very happy with.
Right.
But that's just me.
But I would never knock them because I want them to have their own part of the market share. So that those people don't drink the ones I really do love.
She is an equal opportunity marketer.
I am not biased, but I do drink a lot of wine.
So, Heather, tell us more about this Wine and Dine.
Wine and Dine starts at 5:30 and runs until 8:30. And we will be offering a wine in a bag, sort of
this
wine raffle.
Me.
It is going to be very
Super
exciting.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So you had received wines from various vendors throughout the community.
Various vendors and various individuals.
Oh, awesome.
Who have been gracious enough to donate to us. And the wine will be valued at least $20 a bottle. But
awesome.
We do have some great surprises in there for some wine that is valued at much more than $20 a bottle.
Oh, my goodness.
But we will only be charging $20 a bottle. It will be wrapped up so you can't see what you're getting. But cool. You just pick your little bag and give us your $20 and off you go.
How many of those do we have before they're sold out?
Ooh,
I know, my good question.
Yeah, we still have wine coming in. So I know we have at least 40, 50, 60 bottles.
That's
somewhere
awesome.
Around there.
That's good. So, now, this event is almost at capacity right now.
We are.
How many people?
Well, our capacity is 275.
Ooh.
We are able to squeeze
in. So you want to get your raffle tickets quickly then when you're coming in.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely get your bottle as soon as you get in because we don't have nearly enough bottles for everybody. So
true. Ooh.
We will hold it, obviously. We don't expect you to walk around carrying your bottle of wine underneath your arm all night. But
what if I need to?
But well,
just tap into
no,
it to go
separation.
Look
anxiety.
At all the wine we have.
That's
I
right.
Come on.
We're going to have no shortage.
Really? No. Awesome. I mean, you really think you're going to need to tap your bottle?
Oh, no, no, no. I'm
not
just
that
saying
night,
separation
but
anxiety.
It's little like hair of the dog.
Don't drop like the baby.
Don't I love my baby.
Don't drop the baby.
That's now, like, we were talking when Barbara was on the air and we were talking about the placement because I had the opportunity to attend last year and it was awesome, which is obviously why Kitty and I were quick to volunteer all of our services, airtime, and wine.
You need.
And whatever you need.
It's a great event.
It is. To be a part of it because it was that epic. And just, again, the whole concept with the souvenir and the experience and the tasting. But there wasn't a whole lot of like sitting room, you know, so it's sort of like more lounge, like you find a good spot. So carrying the bottle throughout might not even work.
No.
But there is going to be a little bit more space. We're definitely accommodating the fact that there's a lot of people, right?
Yes, and we'll be using the outdoor, well, weather permitting, we'll be using the outdoor area, which is great at Vero Beach Yacht Club because they've got that gorgeous view of the water and the river and
the marina's
there.
Right there.
Bruce's boat.
Yeah.
We would like to give a quick shout out to Sail Moonraker.
Yay, we love Sail Moonraker.
We love Bruce.
Yeah, we do.
Kitty loves him more.
Yeah,
just
I do.
Saying.
In disturbing ways.
That's just a little perk. Compliments of us to you. Now, as a quick little side note, we are, in fact, drinking. Yes, yes. And Kitty with Blue Star Wine Bar has given us something delicious.
You're not supposed to tell
really
people
good.
That.
We are. I know. Is this available by the glass?
You know, what's funny is we just got started and we've already killed the bottle, which I love.
We are thirsty.
It's because it's so
they
good.
They made me break my
this
wine
This is
fast.
Actually, it's kind of
Brenda,
funny.
Brenda, how you suffer.
This is a new wine by Bogle, which makes a lot of wines, but I've always been a fan of them because their wines have always been super affordable and incredibly good.
They have a whole organic division too, right?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. They even make the Phantom, which is one of my favorites, is out of Washington State, and I love Washington State. This, however, is called Essential Red. It's a new blend by them. It's got Zinfandel, Syrah, cab and Petite Syrah, and it's absolutely delicious. It's Essential Red. It's a 2011. It's from California.
It's very easy Bogle. Drinking.
Yeah, I just put it's
very approachable.
I just put
maybe
it
too easy.
As a
I love our problems, Heather. We have the best problem. Yes.
You can get it by the glass at the Blue Star Wine Bar because we're going to be carrying this under our red blend selection. Or just walk
terrific.
In and tell Danielle you'd like a Bogle.
I'd like a Bogle. It's got this gnarly tree on the front, which is really cool, too.
That's a super old vine.
It's Zinfandel. A vine. Sorry, it's a gnarly vine.
No, it's very gnarly.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
One of the things that I've always appreciated about blends is it seems to like take the best qualities out of each of those grapes and then makes some magic in the bottle.
It kind of balances it out.
It
you
does.
It adds where you might be thin somewhere, but heavy and balances it out.
It's it does.
I would
it's
just
really
like to
nice.
Be thin in one area. Just saying.
That's where
just
the winemaker's skill comes into play. You know, if they can
well, we
really
might
make a good blend.
Well, we might skip the Germany table if we're going to do that.
Oh, my God.
We might have to stay away from the butter. Hey, what are we going to have when we go to Australia?
When you go to Australia, you'll be having the Aussie Beef Barbie with an Oxford Landing Shiraz and a coconut shrimp with an Oxford Landing Vignette.
Ooh, a little vignette.
You don't get a lot of vignette.
You don't. You don't.
You do when you come party with us.
Oh, see that hibiscus children's guild. Oh, and Donna, our producer, has brought a second bottle because we don't like to go thirsty.
We hate being thirsty.
I love Planet Vero Radio.
Thirsty makes for bad radio.
It does. It's just not nearly
she's
the
not
same.
In her head yet. She's like, keep going,
girls. It's just
girls.
Boring. It's boring without it. Now, Brenda, I would like to just quickly give a shout out to one of our sponsors of the show, White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery. Your store there at Kaleidoscope, which is on Old Dixie just before you hit Oslo, you use White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery often to help with some of your pickup and deliveries that your store itself can't facilitate, and recommend them to your clients for moves, I would assume.
I do. We do a lot of our own. We have Mr. Jim. Who does a
he's
lot.
He's very handsome,
Jim
but he doesn't
Krista.
Talk on air, in case you're wondering.
He's
he smiles a lot, and he's from Michigan,
us.
So I approve.
Yeah,
I love my Michigan people.
But I'm to the point where there are some things we can let the young studs do, and White Glove is always
I
our
love
top
those
choice.
Handsome boys.
Ben has always taken care of us, very professional. I have complete confidence in White Glove.
Well, that is quite the endorsement. And we, of course, love White Glove also, because... Did you know that every home that we move, we give them like a welcome to your new home bag, and we give everybody a custom White Glove wine key?
Am I gonna get one when I move?
You will get another one.
So excited!
Kitty has a collection of wine keys from Anna throughout the years. It's just
oh,
what
no,
we
I
do.
Oh, no, I want the goodie bag.
Oh, yes, with wine.
Awesome.
That we get from Blue Star.
Which is hilarious. I'm like,
if
oh,
if it's on Blue Star's list, then we know it's going to be good enough for the homes of the residents we move. You know
absolutely,
what I mean?
Absolutely, yeah.
It's our gauge. It's what we do. That's
how
what
fun
we do.
Is that?
It's super fun. Mm-hmm. So there's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back in Indian River County. Don't you go anywhere. Ow!
Panda Contractors will make you smile. Panda Contractors is a full-service Vero Beach roofing contractor and remodeling company serving the greater Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie areas. With in-house consulting services and trained installers, Panda Contractors is a leader in roofing services such as leak repairs, roof ventilation. We also provide home renovations such as bathroom and kitchen remodeling, home additions, and much, much more. Panda Contractors is a member of the ITEX trading community. Your ITEX dollars are welcome.
Season is here. Make sure your business can stay in business should a natural disaster or other unforeseen circumstance occur. Statewide Commercial Insurance and Tommy Danaher are here to help, offering a complimentary review of your commercial insurance. Call Tom Danaher at 772-316-1121 for your free review. 772-316-1121. Make sure your business is covered. Endorsed by the Vero Insider. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Don't be a glasshole. Make sure to recycle. And recycling couldn't be any easier thanks to Treasure Coast Republic Services, offering convenient and reliable recycling services
with the first 3 months free. Call 562-6620 to sign up for recycling at your home or business and make a difference one full bin at a time. Call 562-6620. Treasure Coast Republic Services. Take part in our Don't Be a Glasshole campaign. Who doesn't love a good play on words with cursory?
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Vero Insider. I am Anna Valencia, your hostess with the mostest, sitting in the studio with Kitty Wagner, my partner in crime, owner of Blue Star Wine Bar.
Yellow.
And we have the girls from the Passport to Wine and Dine benefiting the Children's Hibiscus Center. We have Heather Dean and Brenda Weller. Welcome back, ladies.
Hi there.
Thank you.
So we've been talking about how phenomenal this is going to be, and it's just days away.
Yes, Monday.
Monday, February 10th, starting at 5:30 over at the Vero Beach Yacht Club.
Correct.
Are we taking a limo there?
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
We can serve. We work on keeping Indian River beautiful.
You know what we need is we need like a rickshaw or a... Remember Todd, this sportscaster, wanted to have the pedicab business? That would have been awesome.
The boys on the bicycles and we watched their little tushies roll
yes.
up and down.
That's one of my favorite things to do in New York.
I could do that.
You can find the cutest guy and you get a half hour. I mean, who cares about Central Park when you can look at their butt working?
It's like, oh, I see the landscape all right.
Oh, yes, we do. And thank you.
Like, what do I owe you? Is that all?
Wait, we're done so soon? Yeah.
Let's do one more lap. One more lap. Slip him a 20. Kitty, slip this man a 20. So we're going to be going. It's $75 a ticket there, right?
Correct.
Or am I just making up numbers?
Nope,
that
you
could
got
be
it.
Happening.
Okay.
Got
Which
it.
Is a great price for a fundraiser.
It's a steal of a deal.
Because
you're going to have 14 different wines that you're sampling.
Correct, Amanda.
You're visiting 7 countries.
Yep.
Now, I think that there
with
really
two
is a
dishes from each country.
Right, so it's 14.
That's
7
14
times
stations.
Two.
That's awesome.
And a great cause. Mm-hmm.
It's for a great cause, Children's Hibiscus Center, which here in Vero Beach in Indian River County, we house the older children.
Yes, we have 13 to 18-year-olds here in Indian River County.
And these children, live within the compound, which is located
the village.
The village.
Yes. We like to call it a village,
Sorry.
Not a compound.
Easy there,
it's
Anna.
The wine. Don't let me.
The compound's
really
in the wine.
It's really fancy, though.
Yes.
It's really
it's
nice.
Beautiful. It is beautiful.
But they live on site, so they don't live with their parents, and there's a lot of structuring, a lot of classes, a lot of great things that are given as services to these children to really gear them and get them ready for the next stage of life once they hit 18 and go into the real world. Yeah.
Yes. We have some phenomenal programs out there.
Career Pathways, which
Career
was an
pathways,
amazing program.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We have a number of kids in internships. And
so you team up with a lot of businesses, not just to host really fun events, but also to be as mentors and give guidance to the children.
Yes.
That's mm-hmm. awesome. Yeah. And then the younger children are facilitated in St. Lucie counties.
Actually, they are down in Jensen.
Is that not part of St. Oh, that's Martin County,
yeah,
isn't
it?
It
is,
oh,
yeah.
Way to correct me on air.
That's okay. Okay. Sorry.
Sorry. Geography 101.
Darn that invisible borderline.
I know it. Where is it?
Oh, geez. Okay, so that is Martin County. Absolutely. Absolutely. So this is really great, though, because, again, for $75, you get to experience 14 different wines, 14 different food pairings with those wines.
Correct.
An amazing souvenir and really great company. And no shortage of entertainment.
And a beautiful view.
A terrific view.
Great band.
Who's the band?
A piano.
Great piano player.
Maybe White Glove Moving can move that piano at some point down the
it
road.
It will I'm sound like a band after all the
wine. There you go.
It's going to be Kitty's awesome.
Kitty's just going to go to the microphone
in
and start
your
singing.
Ears.
Speaking of singing and Kitty, next week is going to launch the, what, no?
I was going to say, I don't sing.
Like, why is she
You've
Radiohead?
Never been
no.
in the shower with me. I don't sing in public.
Well, you don't have to sing, but we're going to have a number of contestants.
Absolutely.
Each Tuesday, it's like the Blue Star Sing-Off, and it'll be going from 7 to 8:30 every Tuesday, and this too will benefit a really great cause, the Healthy Star Coalition. And so,
for healthy babies.
For healthy babies. We love all 10
We got babies and kids covered today.
That's right.
But yeah, we're having the sing-off, and if you'd like to come and test your chops, there's a $35 entry fee, but you need to come and sign up because here's the deal. The lowdown on the hoedown is mm-hmm. that you want to do this because the prize packages that we have are
Sweet.
Ridiculous. I have gift certificates. I had to restaurants. I have
Kitty's favorite restaurants.
I have a 2-hour charter on
Sail Moonraker.
Sail Moonraker. Yeah, thank you, Bruce, because that is a 40-foot
catamaran.
Gorgeous. It's a luxury yacht, and it's you can sail the Indian River. It is absolutely amazing. Anna and I have both been out on that boat. It's really cool. There's $250 cash prize right there. So
$250 cash money.
I've got all kinds of goodies in my goodie bag for that one.
Do they get
one.
To perform at Blue Star afterwards?
Yeah, they do, actually.
You get your own headliner night.
If they want to, they can come in and they can headline. It'll be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just one song. Come and sing your absolute best song and win that thing and take all these great prizes off my hands.
And it's really great because we have 3 celebrity judges and they cannot watch you during the performance.
We're going to have a first place prize and a second place prize.
So there's no bias. That's right.
So there's a lot of good stuff going on there. And you
so
know what?
Blue
you need
Star
to do that.
Starting February 11th, but that's the Tuesday right after our Passport to Wine and Dine.
Yep.
And again, 3 celebrity judges each week will have up to 8 contestants and 1 winner per week till we get to the finals, and then we'll have a first and second place. So if you know of anybody, help us spread the word. Social media.
Absolutely. And if you can't sing, then come and watch anyway, because I've got some cool people signed up to do some singing.
That's right. And 10% of all of the profits earned that night will in fact also go to our Healthy Start Coalition cause.
Absolutely.
That is really a big deal. And just the following week thereafter, we have our next rooftop. It's like time is flying. I can't believe we're already in February.
February always goes so fast.
Right.
It's
have
that
you heard
week,
of rooftop?
Isn't it February 15th?
Yeah.
Which is February that Saturday.
15th.
Yep. Because
again, Brenda, thank you for correcting the host on air.
I just noticed because I'm going to give me a plug here, but Kaleidoscope, we're having our 5-year anniversary open house on Saturday the 15th. From 12 to 4, and then we'll close up and go to Blue Star.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rooftop's going to be awesome.
It is. And now we are going to be, this is going to be one of our nonprofit rooftops.
Yes, it is. It's for Treasure Coast Community Health Group. So
they have
what
a couple
we do
locations
is
throughout Indian River.
They'll have some tables up explaining what they do. They do a phenomenal job in Indian River County providing care to people who can't afford it. And we give a percentage of our proceeds to them that night. Quarterly, we pick a charity and that approaches us, and then we go ahead and do that.
So many wonderful opportunities that Blue Star presents to the public, of course.
I don't know.
It is.
I just like to listen to the bands. They're so freaking good.
Right? Oh, and drink wine. It's what
and
we
drink
do.
Drink wine, yeah.
Hello.
And sit on that patio and look at the stars. It's so gorgeous this
stunning.
Time of year.
We are very blessed to live in Vero
and
Beach.
And think
it's
about eating
community.
Those late night nachos. Those are delicious.
I love those.
I know, me too.
But Kitty, as a small business owner, I want to thank you for all that you do for nonprofits in our area, because that's really important.
It's very significant.
And you're
I will
extremely
second
generous.
That.
And as a small business owner myself, we like to support nonprofits, and I like to support businesses who also support nonprofits, and I really appreciate all that you do.
Well, thanks a lot.
Very valid. Now, we've got a couple other businesses that we want to give some shout-outs to, sponsors of our show, and of course, with Valentine's Day around the corner, ladies, Fancy Fingers, Foxy Toes. We're going to go to Foxy Nails.
Foxy Nails.
Over in the Fresh Market Plaza. They'll make you look fabulous and beautiful.
They do a great job.
They do the best job. And you can drink wine.
You'll probably see Anna and I sitting there riding those stools, drinking, gossiping, giggling.
It's what
going
we do
through People
best.
Magazine, just laughing
all
the way through the afternoon.
Text me when you're going.
Yeah. There you
I'll
go.
Be there too.
You got it, girl.
We need to start having like 20 girl parties.
Absolutely.
You know, they, I only
you
have to do one
place
foot.
Out. I'll run foot at a time right now.
That's it. Yeah, there you go.
Heather's half only price. Got one usable foot. Yeah. I wonder if she gets a half price deal then.
Yeah. Oh. And then, of course, we got Sandridge Golf Course, the
Bella.
Premier public golf course. Great goodies if you go into the pro shop there for your golfer Valentine. And they are a gift sponsor of our Habitat Hoedown, save the date, March 8th.
Yep.
For Hillbilly Golf, they're giving away golf balls, custom Titus golf balls.
Balls.
Isn't that awesome?
You said balls.
Love them. No, really, we're sober.
Sorry, she's tongue-tied all of a sudden. Who else have you got? Hurry
okay,
up.
Treasure Coast Refuse.
Yep.
We Ashima. Love you. We love you, Republic
We love to
Services.
Recycle.
We love to recycle.
Keep
and for
going.
All these
hurry.
Big events,
right
we need
time.
A dumpster rental.
Faster.
And then statewide.
Tommy Danahert.
Commercial insurance.
You know,
you need
have
protection
insurance
for your business.
Before you accidentally have an accident.
Or that customer accidentally has an accident.
Exactly.
That's not a good thing, folks.
No.
Make sure you're covered. Where did you get that boot? From was that a business? See, look at see,
nope.
See?
Oh,
nope.
Okay, good. All right,
nope.
Good.
So It was high heels.
Too much wine.
You have to do flip-flops.
We will see you
all
at Passport to Wine and Dine. Tickets still available. Be sure to visit our sponsors, theveroinsider.com. Cheers!
You wrapped that up nicely.
Thank you.
Good job. Cheers.